Hey guys, welcome to the Budcast. Today I have another item from Altered State. It's Critical Tangy. It's a sugar wax. It's 70.2% total cannabinoids. Zero CBD. So it's just good one. I gotta find it real quick. It's a nice sugar wax. It's not like the Fat Stickies sugar wax. It's a little denser. It's a definitely dark in color. It's like bits of toffee. That's what it looks like. I really like the flavor of it. I like the smell of it too. It's that nice sweet. I keep wanting to call it citrus tangy. I think just because of the smell. Not critical, but citrus. Yeah, I really do like the smell. We are smoking on a new piece. The same piece, I think, that I introduced last week. It's just a small glass piece wrapped in silicone with a silicone mouthpiece and a silicone downstem. I like it. Mm-hmm. Seems like it'll be an easy cleaner. It's from Waxmade. I put a picture on the Instagram page. There's that. Let's do this. Now, the quality, you know, it's definitely a thicker sugar wax. It's not necessarily what I'm used to. Now, this was $10 for a gram, where the Fat and Sticky stuff is $25 per gram. So, and that was this stuff. That was the sugar wax that was in here. And this is supposed to be the same stuff. Okay. Yeah. That Four Horsemen and some sugar wax. Sugar waxes that are crumbles. Okay. Is that good?
Yeah.
We made, I infused some coconut oil the other day. And we made some brownies today. We ate those a little bit ago. So I've been doing like super low temp dabs recently. I'm shooting for 300 degrees or like 280 degrees. So I do have to kind of keep my torch just going just a little bit. So I got to keep reheating. It does hit that too cold point.
So with low temp dabs, don't you think it wastes the wax? Not everything's getting burned, is it?
Everything. We've got the carb cap. Especially because I only heat one side. So I have that as my hot spot. And when the oil swirls in the bottom, it flashes on the hot spot, vaporizing the oil.
But sometimes you suck so hard, it just pulls it right into the spout before it's burnt.
I try not to do that. Low temp dabbing does require a carb cap. You will need one. and it will take a little bit longer. It's less harsh is the initial.
Keeps it going longer.
Yeah. Especially, I have my torch pretty low. Like, if I had it any lower, I think it'd go out. It is a propane torch, so I am burning a little hotter than butane. But I initially go for about 10 seconds on one side, and that's going up to the base corner and then back up. So I don't want to actually heat the entire bottom And then I, after that, you instantly drop your wax in at the top, let it bubble down to the bottom, because the bottom should be your hotter spot. And then you get your carb cap on top and kind of have the oil swirl at the bottom of your banger so that it pools to one side, kind of doesn't overheat, and then comes back to vaporize. I think this is done. And then when I go to reheat, I only reheat for 3 seconds, anywhere from 3 to 5, depending on how hot it is. You kind of have to watch it.
Yeah, I'm already starting to feel it a little bit.
If it starts to vaporize while you're heating it, you see the smoke coming out, it's too hot. So the next time you do it, go for less time. And yeah, I just want to get. And I do have a 4 millimeter walled banger. So it is pretty thick. So once it is hot, it does actually retain quite a bit of heat. If you guys have the thinner walls, you can go get those beads, little quartz beads that you throw in with it, and those will just stay hot as hot points and will kind of roll around in there and help too. That, or you can get a little nail piece that goes in the center of your banger, and that'll hold the heat.
Well, I like this one. It's a sativa, right?
Yeah, I got two sativas. Is there any chips in here? No? Yeah, it's a sativa. Like I said, I've been like an altered state. It's I got 10 dollar grams, and they've been
Which one does
pretty good.
the Four Horsemen?
Altered state.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
And
they have
people,
very potent
they
stuff.
got some potent stuff. If we got sick.
I got sick. I literally threw up on it.
That was bad. That was too much. That was like our first dabbing after we got back from our trip.
Yes.
So,
A week with no weed, coming
yeah.
back and doing the Four Horsemen dab. Two of them.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations to Mexico for legalizing marijuana finally.
After we got back.
After we got back. Canada's having problems with their cannabis industry because they are running out. It's that simple. They are running out of plants. But it has, how would they say? It handed out like 60,000 or 600,000 jobs all across Canada just that first day. So it's happening. It's happening. Anyway, back to this Critical Tangy sugar wax, 1 gram from Altered State. It's delicious. It's a good terp. It wasn't too strong. Did you taste it? Remember that? It's still on my tongue.
It wasn't too flavorful.
It wasn't too flavorful, but it wasn't that kind of gross.
It was a nice
It, you know,
flavor.
I, there's some. It's like when you're on a vape pen, and you're almost done with the vape pen. You start to get that just kind of burnt oil taste. Some of these will have that taste. And I know it's not because it's too hot, because I'll just watch it pool at the bottom. And, I get a little bit going, so. Quality wise, though, what would you say? How would you score that for quality? $10 a gram.
I'd give it a 10.
I'm gonna give it a 7. Now, if this was $20 for a gram, it would get a 4 for me. So, what would you give it if it was $20 a gram? What would you score this? Same stuff.
A
Bruce,
5.
remember Bruce Banner? That was a sugar wax. That was
Yeah,
twenty
but
bucks.
this one's all crystallized
I
and
like
it
it a
just
little
looks
gooier.
cool. I like it chunkier.
Chunkier, so you like the more crumble. All right. But yeah,
I like where I can just grab a chunk of crystal.
Can
That's what it looks like.
we give it an 8?
Because it's so shiny.
8 for quality. So it gets an 8 for quality. And what would you say for the high? You have to focus on what this is doing. We're pretty high already.
It's a weird high.
I feel fuzzy. Do you feel fuzzy? Like they're static.
Yeah. But I also feel like I'm weighted down.
Pulsing? Like a jellyfish?
No. Like I'm being pushed down. But I am more alert.
I'm aware of all my tense muscles. Oh, stretching feels great.
I hope this isn't one that hurts my mouth. Because the four horses, that one makes my teeth hurt.
Yeah. Really bad. So this is a pretty relaxed sativa. It is definitely head. Because I'm not having that pulsating effect from the feet for me. That's how I can tell if it's an indica. I feel it in my feet. They say it's body high, yeah. Definitely in the head, but I can like relax with it. I feel like if we were to sit back
and we'd relax, be swimming.
We'd be floating in space. I'm gonna give it a 10. Mm-hmm. This is a good feeling. Like I feel
especially
like
especially for $10 a gram.
I definitely wouldn't have this at like a barbecue. Not unless it was like a chill barbecue with lots of chairs. But if it's like one of those barbecues that you gotta kinda have to stand around for a little bit.
Well, if everybody does it, then that'll be like a perfect barbecue. Everybody's just
true.
Just chilling.
It is because it's one of those where it's like I would not be able to do anything else but sit and talk and eat food.
I feel like I can do something.
One thing I wanted to also add, especially on the ones that we do where we get high before we do the budcast, because some of them we're not high when we do it. We see how high we get, but the munchie rating. I want to have a munchie rating.
Okay.
So are you, like, we already ate, but do you feel, I'm feeling hungry.
My stomach is starting to get numb.
Yeah.
So I am going to be hungry soon.
And again, cannabis reacts to the body by making the stomach release the hormone that makes you think you're hungry. So even though you might actually be full, and that's why you feel like you're starving, because you're constantly releasing that I'm hungry hormone.
And you just told me today that scientists believe, or whatever.
Yeah, your stomach has a brain.
Yeah.
It has its own brain that links in with your brain. And that when it talks to you and says it's hungry, it's literally telling you. It's not a response from the brain to tell you, it's your stomach making a decision to say, hey, feed me. And then your brain goes, chicken wings sound great.
So do you think cannabis also makes your stomach's brain high?
Probably.
And that's what's making it release those hormones.
It's like, dude, let's eat. Let's relax. Let's eat.
What are we talking about?
We found a seed. Have we talked about our seed?
You posted a picture on Instagram.
But have we talked about it?
I don't remember.
I don't know if we've talked about it. If we have, well, we're going to talk about it again. I was grinding up some flour to make a joint. And I believe it was from Blue Dream strain. But there was a clump. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of weird, you know. Once I grind up my stuff and it's clumpy, I don't put it back in the grinder and grind it again. I just finger grind it. So I'm pinching it through, trying to, you know, break it apart into the joint. And I felt like it was like a rock. And I'm like, what the hell? And I look and I'm like, oh my God, it's a seed. And It's from Northwest Natural Solutions, Blue Dream, and that was our 34.7%. So I feel like I could possibly have a plant that is in the high 20s if we can do it right. So we're working on getting our little room configured for it. We should be able to get a good 3 ounces, I'm hoping. Maybe more seeds if we can get it to pollinate. So if you guys have tips, or if you have like a first-time grower story, make it happen. All right, so an 8 for quality and a 10 for high. That is the Critical Tangy Sugar Wax from Altered State. $10 a gram. Sometimes $9 a gram when it goes on clearance. Catch us next time.